Do you beat yourself up a lot about almost everything? Is that voice inside your head mean to you? Well, it's time to wake up about that self-inflicted harm you're causing and learn about self-kindness. Start to treat yourself better and discover how to be supportive and compassionate. Watch your self-esteem grow, your sense of well-being blossom, and your happiness climb. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Ann Ryan, your go-to intuitive coach, bringing real talk to the mystical realm on the Breathe, Love, and Magic podcast. Feel like the universe or your spirit guides aren't delivering? Maybe you're confused by esoteric lingo or which healing method to try. Well, you're in the right place, because who has time for confusion when you're trying to build a business, find love, heal and recover, or leave your partner or job? I'll turn that mumbo jumbo into clear, actionable steps that fit easily into your life. So buckle up, open that heart chakra, and let's cut through the cosmic fluff together, shall we? Good fortune favors the bold and those who aren't afraid to call it like they see it, right here on the Breathe, Love, and Magic podcast.
Hi, this is Ronnie Ann Ryan, your go-to intuitive coach, doing this podcast today with a little bit of a cold. So please forgive my scratchy voice as I launch into today's episode. I just want to do a shout out to a few of my new listeners from Sri Lanka, the Republic of Moldova, Guyana, and Panama. Thank you so much for listening. I'm thrilled to have people from all over the world learning about spiritual tools and methods, love and magic, and everything that makes your life easier on the spiritual path. Today's topic is about being kind to yourself, because that's one of the most healing things you can do. Self-kindness is a new healing tool. It's an active form of self-love. But before we get there, I want to tell you about a situation in my life that cropped up today that even brought me to this idea of being kind to myself. So first, a little history. This is kind of a business story, so hang in there. So back in 2019, I was still doing my dating coaching work, and my website was seriously kicking butt. Oh my gosh, it was going like gangbusters. And through my own hard work with lots of SEO, search engine optimization, and writing a lot of blogs and stuff, I generated some wild, crazy traffic to my website, which was so exciting. So for a while in the fall of 2019, I had 137,000 new visitors a month, which was really 1.6 million visitors in the year. I can't tell you how thrilled I was about that. It was like magic. It was so miraculous, and I was thrilled with myself. I felt so accomplished. It was wonderful until Google changed its algorithm, which it does all the time, but this was a massive redo. And in it, they shifted the focus away from blogging experts like myself and kind of shifted it to big sites. So instead of having the blogging experts be the top people, now you would see more magazines and Wikipedia and that kind of thing. And the little blogs kind of lost their steam. My traffic literally plummeted in such a short time to zero. Oh, devastation. I was so upset. And then within a few months, it did bounce back up to 25,000 visitors in a month. It took a while, but that was a far cry from 137,000. And it never really recovered any further than that. So I know this isn't some family relationship drama, which is very hard to deal with and really creates a wound. But I did have a relationship with my business and my blog. And even though this is a business thing, I was crushed into dust, literally. And it took me months to recover as we then moved into COVID. So that was just one thing after another. So here we go. Fast forward to this morning. I was speaking with the woman who has been my SEO search engine expert advisor for years. And we were talking about my new website, intuitiveedge.biz. And the traffic is not growing as fast as I would have hoped. So we started looking at the back end of things and discovered that there are a number of weird, strange things happening technologically that are kind of messing up how Google is looking at my site. And they're weird things that she really wasn't sure how to fix. Great, right? So I already felt myself immediately pull my energy in and sort of spiral down, harkening back to that feeling of devastation from the fall of 2019 when my exciting numbers and crazy wild traffic came to a shocking end. And it all came back to me so fast because we have, you know, that kind of memory. We hold those emotions in our body. So that shows me I have some letting go to do, right? Got some work there, but that's okay. I have been working hard with every podcast and with my blog posts that go with each podcast. And now what? I have technical glitches that are getting in the way of my continued success. Ugh. So I started to question everything. Hey, I'm human. Why am I doing this? Why is this happening? Did you ever think these things? Why is this so very hard? How much do I despise Google? Why do they get to decide everything? Who put them in charge? I'll never get this going the way I want it. Why am I even bothering? This is a waste of time. You know how it just spirals down, 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 and gets worse, right? With every new little crummy thought that comes into your head. So you've probably felt this way too, right? You've been there. You know, you can relate. I'm thinking, because we all go there sometimes. It's pretty common. Maybe you got a speeding ticket and had to pay a big fine. Happened to me once. Or you snapped at a colleague at work and then seriously regretted it and beat yourself up like crazy. Or you didn't catch all the typos in some work report. Or you didn't pay your bills at home on time. Now you have a penalty. Arg. It's really endless. There are so many things that we could get wrong during any one day. And it may have happened to you lately, too. How did you respond? What kind of stuff did you say to yourself? Were you understanding and kind? I doubt it. You're human like me. It's unfortunately totally natural to do this stuff. This is what we do to ourselves as humans. Some of us are completely relentless with surprisingly nasty internal chatter all day and all night. And others of us are probably a little less harsh, we'll say. But no matter what level you are beating yourself up at and speaking nastily to yourself on the inner plane, right? It's all in your head. Or you might call a friend and tell them how stupid you feel or whatever. But none of it at any level is really good for you or me and our well-being and our self-esteem. So let's revisit what I just went through to get that 100-foot view and unpack some of those messy, blended emotions that are all tangled up. Let's see, I felt angry, yeah, disappointment, frustration. I had a good dose of victim mentality. Why is this happening to me? I felt hopeless and powerless to fix it. I lacked in optimism for myself and my business. I'm sure there's more there, but that's a pretty good start, right? I'm beating myself up because I'm not getting the results I want, even though I'm working at it consistently and I get expert help. So what is happening? This got me thinking even deeper. I bet there's a better way I could react to this situation and respond. Do I need to spiral down and allow myself to get depressed and hopeless? No. You know what happens, but no, I don't need to do that. I could probably be kinder to myself, I thought. Self-kindness. So I looked that up, and of course, it's a thing. It's a thing experts are talking about. Yep. I found a really great article from everydayhealth.com. I'll put the link in the show notes, and it really goes into the blog post, as I was talking about earlier, on breatheloveandmagic.com. Same website, but that one takes you to the page with the podcast. Okay, so what is self-kindness? Being aware of how you speak to yourself internally. And then shifting to a more understanding internal tone. Treating yourself with understanding and compassion. That's nice. Compassion is defined as the awareness of suffering coupled with a desire to relieve that suffering. That's what Steve Hickman says. He's a clinical psychologist and the chief operating officer of Global Compassion Coalition. It turns out that self-compassion is the act of noticing when you're struggling. And recognizing that is actually part of being human. And when you can recognize it, you can be kind to yourself rather than beating yourself up. Now, why is this so important? Well, this behavior of self-compassion, self-kindness, is strongly associated with psychological well-being. More self-compassion and self-kindness is linked to increased feelings of happiness, optimism, connection, and curiosity. At the same time, lower levels of this behavior can lead to, unfortunately, depression, anxiety, circular thinking, overthinking, and fear of failure, and more. Also quoted in the article was Kristen Neff. She's also a PhD associate professor at the University of Texas in Austin's Department of Educational Psychology. She came up with a definition of self-compassion that most researchers use. And it states that self-compassion consists of three elements: self-kindness, common humanity, and mindfulness. In other words, showing yourself self-compassion means you're offering yourself all three of these states of being. So I'm going to explain each one. Number one is self-kindness, which means being kind to yourself. That one's easy, right? Number two is common humanity. Now, this is about recognizing that suffering and feelings of personal inadequacy are part of the shared human experience. So what that means is that everyone feels this way sometime or another, right? It's common to humanity. That's really what that's saying. And number three is mindfulness. And when you are mindful, you are in a more non-judgmental state of mind, so you're probably not going to beat yourself up as much. Let me break for a moment to ask a question. Do you ever get inklings, a little hunch about something, or a thought that floats through your mind? This is your intuition showing up with a message from your higher self or spirit. If you'd like to learn how to tap into your intuition, I've got just the thing. Introducing my new book, Inklings, a quick guide to your intuitive gifts. You'll identify your natural intuitive style, find out what might be in the way, learn how to prepare yourself for the best results, and get three super easy exercises to build your skills. The best part is it's my gift to you. Download your copy now by going to intuitiveedge.biz/inklings and have fun working with your intuition. Now back to the show. All right, so how should you treat yourself? What does self-kindness look like and sound like? Well, you want to treat yourself like you would treat a really good friend. Or imagine that you're comforting a child as if you were a parenting expert. You know, the parent you hope to be, the parent we all hope to be. Then imagine that you are that child that needs the comfort, right? Because that's how it is. Typically, most people are super hard on themselves and kind of viciously critical. Negative thinking patterns can lower self-esteem, though. And even in some cases, as I mentioned earlier, lead to depression and anxiety. So it's not good. It's something really worth thinking about, looking at, and finding ways to turn it around. But I can tell you there are some really good suggestions. They're on the simple side, and you can do it. So I also want to talk about self-compassion just a little bit more, which is turning your compassion inward for yourself and giving yourself a break, right? Being internally supportive, encouraging yourself to try again, keep going, move forward, give it another shot. And this takes over from that judgmental, cold, harsh part of yourself that when you make mistakes, you give yourself such a hard time. And when you get in these situations where you make a mistake or difficulties arise or things don't work out as you expect, that's when you need self-compassion, right? All right, so how can you start shifting and being kinder to yourself? I'm going to give you some suggestions. Number one, after you've been hard on yourself, pull out your journal. Think about what happened and how you responded to yourself. What did you say? What kind of things did you say? How mean were you? How harsh and judgy? And then really look at the way you spoke to yourself. And after you write down each of those awful things, look at them and go, is that true? Am I stupid? Do I never get anything right? A lot of times these are catastrophized statements. They're over the top. They're all the way to the edge. They're not true. So the next step would be to rewrite them, right? Figure out what could I say to myself instead? What would be positive, helpful, supportive, kind? Look for other ways to view what transpired. What was that situation? And then find supportive, gentle, kind things to say to yourself. So you can comfort yourself when you make a mistake, not give yourself a hard time. All right, number two is to recognize how common this beating yourself up really is. That is that shared humanity we just talked about a minute ago. And that everybody beats themselves up from time to time. And so you can soothe yourself with thoughts like, I'm not alone. Other people act like this too. Other people do this beating themselves up thing and negative poor treatment. And anyone might feel inadequate at some point. But others have learned a better way to be with themselves, to build themselves back up, and I can do it too. So that's that common humanity. All right, the third one is about being mindful of how you speak to yourself. So notice when you're beating yourself up and find a way to shift, gently into a kinder mode. Catch yourself in that moment of being nasty with your internal chatter that no one else will ever know or hear about. But this is for you. You can wound yourself with this stuff. That's why we want to work on it to turn it around. So just notice and say, oh, look, doing it again. Being mean to myself. All right, I understand. It's a habit. What can I say instead? How can I be kind to myself in this moment? What would be supportive for me to say to myself? What would be compassionate to say to myself? What would be comforting to say to myself? All right, so let's talk about some suggestions on the types of things you can say to yourself to be kinder. How about, it's okay, you're still learning. You would say that to a child if they fell off their bicycle, right? Come on, get back up here. You got to try again. You're still learning. That's what it's about. You make mistakes. It's okay. Or, all right, I did it this time. I'll do better next time. I'll definitely do better next time. I'll figure this out faster. I'll turn things around more easily. I'll figure out that I need to be kind sooner. Another thing you can say to yourself, which is 100% accurate, is my past does not indicate my future. And what happened today is not an indication of what could happen tomorrow. Because every day is a new opportunity, which leads me to the last one. I'm cleaning the slate right now and starting over. Let's start fresh. Let's try it again. Let's give it another go. These are all things you could say to yourself to be more supportive, gentler, kinder to yourself. Now, I have another suggestion too. And this is to find small ways to practice being kind to yourself every day. Little things like treat yourself to a special cup of tea and just enjoy it while it's still really hot, or coffee for that matter, or hot chocolate, whatever. You might take 3 minutes to listen to a happy song. You could take it a step further and sing it or stand up and dance to it. You might read something just for 3 to 5 minutes that's inspiring or positive or funny or uplifting. You could step out into the sunshine for 5 minutes. Always works for me. I feel so much better when the sun is on my skin, even for just a couple of minutes. Maybe if you're into astrology, you could go read your horoscope. Another thing you could do is a 3-minute meditation where you just ground and breathe and relax and roots down into the earth and feel connected to the nurturing earth. It's really helpful. Now, given all this advice, here's the most important thing. You're learning something new to be self-kind. So now you got to be patient with yourself about that too. You have to be patient about being kind with yourself to make any improvement. Isn't that incredible? Don't let the frustration get in your way on this path to greater self-kindness, because you can do it and it's worth it. It takes repetition. So give yourself the time to start to see some results. It takes a while. In the meantime, be nice to yourself. Be kind. Be encouraging. It's not an overnight thing. But that doesn't change how worthwhile this is to build your self-esteem and to improve your self-worth and your feeling of well-being. In a way, what you're doing is rewriting years of negative patterns and behaviors and your typical responses that aren't kind. And that's the key to your success. Part of the whole thing, right? To be kind while you're learning to be kind. The reason for doing this is to be kind, so don't build up unrealistic expectations and find yet another reason and way to beat yourself up. You have to be gentle and reasonable. Maybe you're going to start your day with, today, I'm going to be a little bit kinder to myself. That'd be a good thing. So now that I learned all of this about self-kindness and got a good dose of remembering how to be kind to myself and not beat myself up, especially for external forces like the internet and Google, right? Like, how much control do we have over that? How ridiculous to beat myself up over that. And so I had an amazing synchronicity. After I wrote this podcast and then I recorded it, then I had dinner. We had takeout Chinese food. And I couldn't wait to open my fortune cookie, which I love opening the fortune cookies. And lately, the fortunes have not been very good. But tonight was different, because tonight, here's what my fortune said. Don't give in to cynicism. Can you believe that? Don't give in to cynicism, which is exactly what was going on as I was beating myself up, right? That blew me away. I love those little synchronicities. Those are the magic moments where the universe lets you know, okay, yep, I'm on the right path. I got it. Thanks. So when I find myself giving myself a hard time and being unkind and being mean and berating myself and beating myself up, which does happen from time to time, then I can think, you know, why don't I just be a little more optimistic? Why do I have to let that bother me? And then I can move into other questions that can bring me joy, like, how did I get so lucky to have this great podcast and talk to so many people and have fabulous listening audience and have so much fun doing it? How did I get so lucky to be at a point in life when I can spend time on my podcast and enjoy creating it and producing it and thinking of new ideas? How did I get so lucky to do this work, to be an intuitive, to do great readings and energy healings and clearings for people? How did I get so lucky? And when you step into that question of how did I get to be so lucky, your brain goes and looks for that answer to figure out, well, how did you get that lucky? And it doesn't argue with you. So it's a great replacement for traditional affirmations that you might argue with in your head. And that's why I'm bringing it up at this point, because sometimes affirmations are just another way of beating yourself up. So if I were to say, I figure all of this stuff out with Google and my website takes off like a rocket, and then it doesn't happen, which it might happen, it might not happen, or my brain might get in the way and start saying, that'll never happen, or all of that other stuff. Instead, I can just shift to these super positive questions that confuse the brain so that it doesn't argue with you or try to keep you safe and keep you small and keep you from taking chances and keep you from trying new things or feeling better, right? Now, please remember, this isn't me bragging about myself and how lucky I am. It's how you learn to talk to yourself to keep things really positive. And I'm explaining it using me as an example so you can do the same thing. And I say, how did I get so lucky to have this fabulous podcast? It's a darn good question. And that's what I have for you today. So next week, I hope my voice will be better and that we'll all be kinder to ourselves. Don't forget to download a copy of my new book, Inklings, A Quick Guide to Your Intuition, which is my newest free gift for you. Find it at intuitiveedge.biz/inklings, and the link is in the show notes as well. Until next time, may you live in the magic. Thank you for joining me in this sacred space on your journey to clarity and spiritual growth. If you're at a crossroad in the middle of a life crisis or challenge, try intuitive coaching or book an intuitive or past life reading at intuitiveedge.biz. Enjoyed our time together? Please rate, review, and share this podcast with a friend to spread the magic. Until next time, this is Ronnie Ann Ryan, wishing you love and magic.